Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. It is the Celtics. It is the Charlotte Hornets. It is Celtics Tonight. And it is our conversation with the head coach, Brad Stevens, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in the store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. Clearly, this team is playing better since the All-Star break. You can't argue against it, but it also, I don't know about for you, but it's sort of been hard to quantify exactly how and where it has been better, other than we know it has been. If I ask you, why has this team been better and how have they been better when quarters have been sporadic and whatnot, what's the answer to that?
We've been a team that's won in that way all year. You know, when we've been really locked in, we have not been perfect, but we've played with a great connectivity and we've played with great purpose, and we've given ourselves a chance to win. You know, in some of our best games of the year, we didn't ultimately win. But we had others where we played a good quarter and a half as far as technical basketball, but we were really competing for the entire game, and we found a way. You know, that's what one of the things that sometimes as you're our age in all of this, you know, you have to find a way. You have to figure it out on the fly. You have to realize you're not going to play perfect, and you're just going to have to deal with some of those downturns in the game by playing with extra effort.
Well, it's a word that is automatopoetically correct in that it sounds like what it means. When you say connectivity, and I just wanted to say automatopoeia, that was an excuse.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, that's the thing. Some people might not know what connectivity means. But when you say connectivity, what are you visualizing in your mind when you say we have great connectivity?
Guys are really locked in on what we're trying to accomplish. We're doing our coverages right. When we go and double Gasol in the post, we're covering for each other on the weak side. We are moving the ball on offense and finding great shots. I mean, that 13-minute span from the end of the first through the second was tremendous. You know, we've had quarters like that, but everybody has quarters like that. And ultimately, you know, the game is one that you want to win one possession at a time. You want to keep your focus on that one possession. You want to stay in the moment, but it's hard to ignore that there is momentum. And, you know, we rode that momentum the other night. Now, we got to do our best to play as much of a full game as possible, and that's what we continue to work towards. Maybe we're getting better at that, but hopefully we will after these next 20 games.
All right, let's debunk a big NBA buzzword, which is pace. Now, how it is defined, everybody has their own different definition of it, but two teams, generally speaking, the way the NBA keeps track of it, in Boston and Charlotte, that do not quote-unquote play at a high pace, even if it's the intent, have had a lot of success in spite of it. When does pace, as the league defines it, not matter as much as we think it does? And where does pace do? Where does it matter?
Well, I don't know exactly where Charlotte ranks in transition points per total possessions, which is the way that we define pace. You know, how much are you scoring in transition versus all of your possessions? And then, you know, obviously there's a transition, a rate that goes into that, and then how efficient you are when you actually get out and run. But they're always good in the half court. And they're always one of the better teams in the half court, usually a top 10 team in half court offense. And then you add in, they never turn the ball over. Never. This year is actually like their third, and that's probably like, I bet Steve Clifford is just beside himself because like they have been first or second every year that I've been in the league, I believe. At least that's the way, that's the regard I hold them in. I don't know if they have been, but they never turn it over, and it gives them a great shot every time. And, you know, they're not shooting great from two, but they are a really good three-point shooting team. They're a really hard team to guard, and it starts with Kemba.
And here's the twist on that, because I always bring up the low turnover rate whenever Charlotte is on the other side, but the number one team in the NBA the last 2 weeks in turnover rate, and it is not close, is your team. Why?
Well, maybe the law of averages worked themselves out after we threw the ball all over the gym for 4 months.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought that that was one of our biggest detractors through the middle of January was how much we turned the ball over. We really made an emphasis to not turn it over. And, hey, coming back from break, I don't know what we've had in the last three games. I haven't even looked at a stat sheet after the game other than to go and answer questions about individuals in the media. I think but it helps to have more ball handlers on the floor and available.
Charlotte has won five in a row. Jeff Van Gundy once told me this, that he is a big proponent that while there's this illusion about the fourth quarter being what matters, that is the first quarter that defines NBA games more than any other, historically, statistically. And one thing that is happening here with Charlotte is that they are getting off to crazy good starts during this run.
I told our guys when we met today, that the thing that I respect most about Charlotte is they play the whole 48 the exact same way. So there's some teams that you can tell can go up to a level late and do so. These guys are at that level right out of the gate. They always have been. They've started well against us here a couple times in the past and put us really behind and comeback mode right from the get-go. And we need to do a great job of staying out of that mode today.
That's the head coach, Automatopoeia. It's if you say the word like frumpy, it kind of sounds like what it means.
Hmm.
And that's so.
That's interesting.
Sprinkle it into the blank looks you'll get from the media if you sprinkle it into your.
You think connectivity media. Sounds like what it means?
I think.
Is it a word? By the way, have we looked that up?
That's a great question, if it's an actual legal word or not. But the point is, I've always been of the belief.
Maybe we can work on that.
My feeling is...
We've done this before, haven't we, with some other
words? Yes, because if people know what you mean,
right.
It should be a word.
That's right.
So that'll be our rule. That's how we conduct ourselves.
Is frumpy a word?
Yes, it is a word. It's absolutely a word. All right, but, you know,
it's
that will continue. It's now spelling it is an entirely different matter.
I'm not in. I'm out.
Altogether.
Yep. Sounds good. I'm just a coach.
Celtics and Hornets next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.